You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It has certainly been an interesting day of movements, whether you're looking at local markets or international markets. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Anchor Capital, Rekonare, to take a look at these market movements and try and make sense of them. Rekopanzwe, good evening. Lovely to speak to you as always. Clearly a very busy day on the markets, much busier than it was yesterday.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on the show, and hello to your listeners. Definitely, as you said, I think there's been a lot for us to digest. As you just opened up with, you know, you've got just the fallout, or rather the digestion of markets as far as central banks and digesting just central bank policies are concerned and movements there. So yeah, we've had a lot on our plates, but I would say, you know, by and large, it seems to be constructive for risk assets. But we'll get into it as we carry on the discussion.
Rekho, when we look at the reactions, right? I mean, 50 basis points was quite something from the US. And I'm looking at the performance of things like the Nikkei in Tokyo. That was up almost as much as it was when that big August crash kind of happened. Clearly, markets had been waiting for this level of good news, and they didn't expect the news to come in so positively, I guess.
Yeah, Jimmy. So I think the initial reaction, you know, was typical. If you think of post Fed Chair Jerome Powell announcing that 50 basis point rate cut within the US Fed funds rate, I think the initial reaction was typical of a surprise rate cut of that magnitude. In other words, larger than expected. You know, you saw US yields rallying. You saw a softening of the US dollar. You saw gold gaining some strength. And you saw, as I said right at the beginning, risk assets broadly strengthening. I think for us, what was quite interesting was, you know, the way that, you know, yesterday's session did end, you know, last night, you know, you had kind of a reversal of all the factors that I mentioned. You know, by the end of the session, you had yields losing some ground. You had the dollar beginning to pick up some strength. You had, you know, largely the major equity benchmarks. If you think of the Dow ending the day yesterday at 0.25% down, the S&P minus 0.29%, and the Nasdaq down 0.31%. It's actually kind of counterintuitive to what investors would have expected. So I think, you know, you are getting a bit of a sense of a little bit of uncertainty within the markets at that or at the Fed's 50 basis point cut. You know, the question that the market is asking itself is, you know, is there kind of concern around, you know, the growth set up within, you know, the broader market within the US? You know, you did have Fed Chair Jerome Powell just, you know, hinting at the fact that, you know, they're not cutting early may have been a mistake, suggesting that this cut may be a catch-up. But, you know, he also stressed that, you know, this 50 basis point that we did get, you know, the market shouldn't get comfortable with it, you know, which does raise some doubts around, you know, the future of rate cuts. But I think, you know, by and large, Jimmy, I think, you know, from our side, you know, what you are seeing is you're seeing a market that's wary of the fact that if you've got a combination of strong growth as well as rate cuts, that could potentially reignite inflation. So, yeah, some of the things that the market is weighing and digesting.
Rekho, when we look at the reaction from a global perspective, and we look at it from a South African perspective, that sense of optimism around whether it's future rate cuts as well. I mean, we got the dot plot as well from the US. Local markets woke up this morning, and I kept an eye on them into Asian session, and in pre-market South Africa, there was already the sense that we're going to have a really hot day, and at some point resources were up more than 3%. PGMs are back in focus. The gold price hit all-time highs yesterday, as you said, before that retracement happened. Clearly the buy the rumor, sell the fact kind of narrative dissipated for a brief moment, and markets briefly looked at the situation and said, we're finally over the interest rate thing.
Yeah, Jimmy. So I think largely that 50 basis points across the market, if we just sort of broaden our horizon, you know, across the market, that 50 basis point rate cut being seen as largely supportive of risky assets and by extension, then largely supportive of emerging markets. So as you said, you know, you had, if you even just look at our local currency, you know what I mean? You've seen, you know, the Rand, you know, start the day at 17 Rand 55 cents. Mostly strengthening on the back of the weaker dollar for kind of the majority of the day today. In our local equity market, you know, as you've already highlighted, you know, you had the all share index largely up about 1.6% in most of today's trading session. The top 40 also 1.6%. You mentioned resources, a big kick there, 2.9% for the day. You know, financials 0.9% and industrials up 1.7%. So yeah, I think, you know, the general comment there is, you know, general risk on, very supportive of risky assets in the kind of the wider sentiment.
Rogo, when we look at the developments around that sentiment and around where everything kind of sits globally, South Africa's rand has been doing rather well, and following that announcement yesterday, the rand has been holding its ground at 1750, even coming below 1750. Risk on approach, how long do we kind of see it lasting? Is it too soon to tell whether or not the market is in full-on risk mode, or is the market just saying we're happy we're moving in that direction?
So I think, Jimmy, one thing to weigh is, you know, kind of if you think of the US and South Africa, just drawing kind of comparisons, I think, you know, last night's 50 basis points, the expectation, you know, a little bit of hope that, you know, ourselves might get also a 50 basis point cut, but instead, you know, the team there at the SOB deciding that 25 basis points is kind of the more prudent approach. You know, even had the Reserve Bank governor just mentioning the fact that, you know, that August CPI print that we got last week that we all cheered, him saying that, you know, that doesn't mean anything for the policy outlook. You know, so I think you do have kind of a different dynamics as far as, you know, an outlook from the different central banks. But I think, yeah, you know, you've got what has been a largely more constructive picture out of South Africa post, you know, the elections, post the coming together of the GNU. You've got a constructive picture as far as us managing to, yeah, just piece together, you know, sort of about 180 days of no load shedding, and I think that's very constructive, Jim. And we take for granted how constructive that is, because by and large we've worked in a and lived in an economy that that's felt like it's going backwards. So I think, yeah, long may it last, and I think it's something to you know take and bank from our side as investors.
Rego, when we look at the markets at the moment, what kind of lies ahead from an opportunity set that you guys are seeing at the moment? We've obviously gone through quite a tumultuous time. Everything's gone in so many different directions. We don't even know where the markets are coming or going in some respects. But what kind of sits there as the core of this could be good opportunity going into this risk on kind of new, or the last quarter of the year, so to speak?
Yeah, so I think, Jimmy, I mean, one conversation that's beginning to, you know, rear its head amongst clients within private portfolio management is that around the commodities. You know, if we think of the commodity players that have been largely punished due to a very depressed PGM basket that we've had sort of over the last 2 years or so, you know, we are seeing commodities begin to you know, lift up their head. You know, over the last kind of two trading sessions, I think, you know, we've already spoken about the strength within our resources and how that's contributed to the overall market. But I think a lot to weigh. So I think commodities is a part to start to look at, but I think a lot of risk to weigh. I think if you think of the most recent move of the last two trading sessions, the one part has been, you know, on the macro side as far as, you know, policy rates being a little bit more accommodative and largely painting a bit of a better picture for the commodity players. And the other part has been supply dynamics. You know, we had the likes of, you know, Sibanye-Stillwater last week Thursday just guiding to lower platinum and palladium production by about 200,000 ounces. So that's about 1% of global supply. So you've got to like sort of weigh that when you look at the commodity players as a whole. But I think it is a part that we're looking at, and it is a part that we are looking at with interest.
There's certainly going to be a lot of green shoots coming out of these rates announcements. We've got lots to look forward to, but for now, markets are still trying to process and digest and get their heads around where to from here. Thank you so much, Reko, for the time and for the insights. Reko Panzoenare, Portfolio Manager at Anchor Capital, joining me to reflect on the market movements today, the reaction towards interest rate decisions, and what lies ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.